where you are. But Mr. Jones, the problem again is children having children, and we have nothing in our country to guide these young children from when they have children to teach them how to be parents.
When you say children having children, the age of consent in this country is what, 16?
That's what they say.
In many countries, they believe that a girl who is 16 is still a child.
Yes, that's how we should think too, Mr. Jones.
I beg your pardon?
That's how we should be thinking also. A 16-year-old is still a child. But Mr. Jones, I know a lady right here in Grand Bahama who's 28 years old and is a grandmother.
20 years old?
28 years old.
28 years old.
And is a grandmother.
Wow.
So this is what I'm saying, children having children.
It means that she probably had a child when she was a child, and her daughter had a child when she was a child.
And nobody, you check the records, Mr. Jones, there's no man before the courts to pay the price for the damage they have committed.
You find that there's outrage in Grand Bahama over these issues?
Yes, sir. Yes, it's the cry now is, it's about time.
Mm.
It's about time somebody stand up. Thank you, Mr. Garvey, for standing.
Yes.
Thank you, this one, for standing. This was something long time coming.
Mr. Garvey, that's why I initially opened up the conversation with my thanks and highest commendations for your stand, sir. But I must say, we should reserve our harshest condemnation for the church, because no other entity in our society has the moral responsibility as the keeper of the gate in this regard. And the church has been silent, painfully silent on these issues. And I know some of our leaders who are trained in these issues and should be at the forefront standing up for the security and safety of children. But nothing, not a word.
This problem is serious, not only because it's of its sinister nature, but also because it threatens public support of daycare organizations and highlights the difficulties working parents face in trusting their children to adults whom they do not know well.
Yes.
Should there be a screening now of teachers, daycare workers? I believe that the...
You mean there never was, Mr. Jones? So you should just let anybody come to take care of the children?
Well, I believe the Minister of Education has said that some new rules will be put in place, but
yes.
We know that in daycare centers in the Bahamas, I don't know the extent to which any screening goes on, the extent to which a person has to bring a police record, mm-hmm. or a person is properly investigated, mm-hmm. before becoming a teacher or a daycare worker.
There was legislation passed, I remember, maybe 2.5-3 years ago, that said that daycare centers and every educational institution
must be licensed.
Was to be licensed,
yes.
And the personnel were to be vetted. But if you have laws on your books that are not enforced by anyone, and if it appears that there's a pattern of cover-ups when something does go wrong, the problem is then not being addressed. It escalates.
Speak to that, Mr. Garvey.
Yes, you know, we have a tendency of just being reactive instead of being proactive. When the Minister of Education told me that they were going to bring out these laws and people will be vetted when they're in the system for the first 12 years, I was kind of shocked. I said, you mean to tell me now, 2009, we just can be vetting people?
Mm-hmm.
And to add to that, I don't agree with it being within the 12 months. They need to be vetted before they enter the system.
Amen.
Because 12 months is a very long time.
And especially when you're dealing with the importation of persons, Mr. Jones, how do you get a teacher from halfway around the world without finding out what his track record is? Maybe he's leaving the country because he's needing to get away from a reputation of molesting children. Maybe he's running here to hide.
Okay, we have to take a break here on issues of the day. And today we are talking about sexual misconduct in our schools. students and in the society more generally when it comes to children. We're talking about children today. We take this break, Mr. Garvey, and we'll come right back.
If you have trouble nailing, Pinda could help.
It's the KFC.
So, you're about to retire. Looking forward to kicking back with that nice chunk of change, huh? How long do you think it'll last? 10 years? 20 years? It could last the rest of your life if you put it in a Family Guardian immediate annuity. Your retirement savings can be structured to guarantee regular monthly payouts plus interest for the rest of your life. Make sure your golden years stay golden with a Family Guardian immediate annuity. Call Family Guardian today to invest in an immediate annuity for a better life. Family Guardian, a subsidiary of FamGuard.
If you have trouble nailing, Pinder could help. With power tools from King Canada, Pinder Enterprises carries roof nailers and three-piece finished nail gun sets, along with 7 1/4-inch circular saws, jig saws, reciprocating and miter saws. You'll also find routers, belt and palm sanders, grinders, and 18 and 24-volt cordless drills. At Pinder Enterprises, you'll find all the tools you'll need to cut it, drill it, or nail it. Pick up King Canada Power Tools at Pinder Enterprises on Prince Charles Drive.
The KFC Zinger Chicken Sandwich.
Hot, spicy.
Whole breast chicken filet marinated and breaded the KFC hot and spicy way. Served on a warm corn-dusted bun, dressed with crisp lettuce, tomato, and mayo. Only $4.50 for a tasty KFC Chicken Zinger Sandwich. Or get a combo with fries and a 22-ounce soda for just $5.99.
That's hot.
And finger-licking good. Also available with cheese.
Ladies, this one is for you. Saks Department Store for Women is the place for all your clothing needs. At Saks, you will find exclusive ladies' dress and smart casual wear that you won't find anywhere else. Saks will dress and keep you looking good from head to toe with fine cosmetic and fragrance from our fashion fair counter. We also have a selection of lingerie, underwear, and a large variety of accessories to complement your wardrobe. Yes, it's Saks in the Marathon Mall. Telephone 394-7470.
I know I was going to the washout. How come you dress up like you going out?
Blanco Bleach is launching their new Seth.
What you mean their new Seth?
Blanco Bleach coming out with new look, new fragrance, new strength, new packaging, newness, and that they say they're going 21st century.
I just hope they don't fool around my regular strength Blanco.
They don't bottle it that. Seth, they put it in a new bottle and give it a blue cap so you can recognize it easy.
Oh. But what else they doing new?
Child, Blanco get for new fabric friendly strain to protect your material and color but knock dirt and stain right down the drain. They put one green cap on that bottle so you'll know that that's the one you put on your tender tanks. Just make sure you don't put no red cap Blanco on your clothes.
The red cap is extra strength, eh?
You got it. The bottle even got one hum on it, so you know extra strength Blanco does come down hard on stains on your driveway and all.
Blanco's still making lemon scented?
Hiya, man. Nothing works better in the bathroom than Blanco's lemon scented bleach. Just pick up the yellow cap and you're straight.
Blanco bleach. New look, new scents, same great quality. Blanco bleach. 60 years old and still going strong.
If you take pride in your ride, then you need to get to the new AID Auto Center at Wolf Road. AID, the Bahamas' number one automotive and industrial distributor, has been providing Bahamians with all their auto detailing needs for more than 40 years. Now AID invites you to visit the new Auto Center at Wolf Road. With a complete range of car care products, AID can help you keep your automobile running and looking like new long after the last bank payment has been made. AID carries a complete range of soaps, waxes, and auto detailing products by the world's most recognized brands, like Armor All and Turtle Wax, degreasers, hoses and nozzles, brushes, performance accessories, custom fashion floor mats and seat covers, all guaranteed to provide you with smiles for miles and pride in your ride. AID, all you really need and more. So come and visit the new Auto Center at Wolf Road. AID auto detailing products are also available at other locations in Grand Bahama, Abaco, Eleuthera, Andros, and Exuma.
It's here and it's all mine.
Give it to me, I saw it first.
Stake your claim on a sizzling BK mushroom and Swiss steak burger, a juicy premium grilled Angus steak patty, sauteed mushrooms topped with melted Swiss cheese, crispy onions, all smothered in A1 thick and hearty steak sauce. Mmm. And sandwiched between two fresh corn-dusted buns.
I got it!
Hurry in and stake your claim on the new BK mushroom and Swiss steak burger today. Burger King, your way right away.
Back here on Issues of the Day. and we are talking about sexual molestation of students in our schools and generally misconduct on the part of people who ought to be caring for our young people. And human sexual behavior is learned behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Human beings may or may not have a basic need for sex, but its expression is shaped by experience, Mr. Garvey.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And it depends on where your child is and the environment in which your child is developing that determines how your child would behave sexually, eh?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We are going to open our telephone lines now. I see even before we took the break, there were people on our lines. 326-8255 in New Providence. 352-8255 if you are in Grand Bahama. And it's interesting, Mr. Garvey, that you said that parents have lost connection with their children.
Yes.
And Philippa Russell, in the Bahamas, we see young people who, many people say they have their own way. They can do their own thing. They have their own rooms. In some cases, they have their own telephones in their rooms. Parents have bought them their own cell phones.
Mm.
All of this, all of these things are contributing to the behavioral problems that we have with children.
Yes, but again, the values that a child will take as sacred and important are the ones that the child sees modeled by the parent. I was a single mother, and so I had an extremely difficult time at causing a boy to grow up with normal heterosexual properly based values. First I had to send him to male relatives at every opportunity that I knew were healthy as well, and to encourage the Judeo Christian value that when you grow up you will marry your girlfriend and you will have babies and I will have grandchildren. And so there's got to be a constant programming in families as to what kind of people you're producing here
and what the expectations are
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Jones, you say parents buying the cell phone. How about a parent sitting in the front room watching a 25-inch TV with the daughter in the room got a flat screen on the wall? You don't know where it come from. But at the end of the day, she could ask the daughter, lend me $50 until I get paid. Where are these children getting the money from? You know, it's a major problem.
Again, values, Mr. Garvey.
Yes, I agree.
If we are growing up, if we are nurturing households of children that are Christian and we expect them to marry and procreate and give us grandchildren and continue in our Christian values, then the very idea of prostitution for the flat screen must be first offensive to the parent.
Definitely. I agree with you, Lady Russell.
But if the flat screen is the value and the car outside that was not worked for, so this society has to examine its current value base or we are headed to destruction.
Let's go to our telephone lines, and we all the lines in New Providence are taken. I see the Grand Bahama line has been going for a little while, so we first go to Grand Bahama. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. I'm just calling to give my 2 cents.
Yes.
First of all, I have to say that I am very happy that they caught Mr. Berber. And this thing, the sexual conduct in school, this started from back in my day, from 70. Going with students, taking nude pictures with students. Then the students graduate, they marry in the students. And some of these same pictures are still the government school teaching our children.
Okay.
And if you can do one teacher, you do all of the teachers. 5-5-6.
Thank you very much.
I hear the frustration of the caller, Mr. Jones, and that's why when you did the show the other day when you were rating the government, I called in and I gave it a C+, because I hear a very strong statement coming from the mouth of Prime Minister Ingram that no longer will the government of the Bahamas appear inactive and complacent and accommodating of these kinds of reports, and that strong action will be taken. I wait to see the reality of the statement, but I was encouraged by the statement, because you see, it'll take strong leadership to address the drift and the rot that we've allowed to set in the society by inaction.
Well, you know, Lady Russell, just to add to that, I'll tell you that the system that is in place is failing us, because by the time it was reported last year, it was 100 days up to March 26th.
Yes.
When the Attorney General had to file the fee act for the teacher. So yes. What I'm saying is it took 100 days.
Yes.
For the system to comply.
Remember, Mr. Gavin,
I know.
I'm just thinking about the system,
Mr. Johnson. You know, I wouldn't go into it, but I'm just saying, look, you know, it's 100 days. What we need to do is we need to mandate these particular agencies to let them know these are serious, serious things that they have to deal with, and deal with it. Now
I have to take some calls in New Providence. Let's go to the telephone lines. Yeah, hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones.
Yes, good afternoon.
I want to speak to Lady Russell.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Russell.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
I'm glad to hear you this morning on the air, because you leave NASA, I never hear your name mentioned no more. But you all have a good topic now, and I want you all to keep up the good work.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much for your call. Hello, line two, you on. Good afternoon. All right, we go to another line in New Providence. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Jones. I'd like to commend your guest on addressing issues that young people are facing. But what I'd like to also piggyback on is the female guest that you have there, and she said about our core values as for young people. One of the things as a young person that I've realized in this nation is that we do not harness the energy that our young people have. There aren't any, there isn't sufficient things in our society to harness the energy of our young people. So therefore, that stamina and that energy that they have, they put it into the things that come up in society that are provided with sex and all the bad things. Whereas we should take our time as individuals to create an atmosphere where young people can start to utilize that energy. That's how Usain Bolt became the world's fastest man. Jamaica, they saw that he had that ability and they harnessed it. Mm-hmm. We do not do that in this country. So therefore the young people are left to themselves, because a lot of the parents are out doing this, they're out doing that. So they are left to themselves to harness their energy and doing whatever it is that makes them happy. Mm-hmm. They do not know what happiness is yet.
Sir, I hear you. I hear you. And you sound like a man with some great ideas. I want to challenge you to become the leadership change that you see the society needs. Think of some ways that you want to instruct and mold the next generation. I'm a little old for the job.
Mom, I will tell you some place to go and even investigate. If you take the city of a large city such as Atlanta, and I had an opportunity to live in Atlanta for 5 years as a young man. There are clubs and everything that they mold the society where young people can go in at 7 and by 10:30 they're home in their bed. They don't have to look forward to, the only place I can go to the club is to be in cocktails 12:30 till 4 in the morning and whatnot.
What kind of entertainment?
The leaders that are here in our society has to rise up and say, well, look here, I need to find events and do things in society that can captivate the minds of the young people so that the things that they ought not to be into does not captivate their minds.
Okay, thank you very much for your call. We appreciate it. Hello, you're on the air.
Mr. Johnson, your guest. Mr. Garvey, I just want to thank you and congratulate you on taking a stand with the situation with those young men, because far too long we have persons who have not had a voice in this country with being abused of victims. I have a son. I worked a few years ago in this place. I won't call the name. My co-worker is so, this situation with pedophilia and whatever have you, so bold, and they are so vicious in this country. So bold. What happened? I had a family picture on my locker, like some workers do, and I opened my locker this day, and my co-worker, who was known for their lifestyle, looked at my son. There's about 14 pictures at a time in the picture. Admired my son and called me mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
I was actually being I call it sexually harassed for my son on the job, until it took to a point where I had to actually go and have this person and report this person. I had to threaten this man's life because of the fact that they were behind me. You understand me? For my son. So if the person's going to take that bold step to do something like this, and I'm a mother, this is my child. Mm-hmm. You understand me? You can imagine behind closed doors what they do as far as even like the, and what they do to persons of authority. Mm-hmm. They do these things. They use psychology on these children. Mm-hmm. I don't care what values, what upbringing these young people have. Mm-hmm. The forces of these persons, they train, they study these things as to how to approach these young people. Mm-hmm. And I think until we have more prosecutions, mm-hmm. until we have more people speaking out, I'm so proud of those young men, but I think right now they've started the ball rolling with other young persons who have suffered, mm-hmm. have been abused for so long and are afraid to speak, because we have police officers, people in khaki, whatever, doing these things to our young boys and girls, and I am glad that you all and Grand Muhammad took lead with this. You all have a nice day.
Thank you very much. Mr. Garvey, we had two callers back to back there, and it is interesting that the gentleman before talked about finding avenues and things for our young people to do. Mm-hmm. The cultural influences that are being imported in this country, mm-hmm. are so strong that there are contrary winds that are blowing from North America in particular, mm-hmm. that are corrupting influences among young people in the Bahamas. How do you guard against the corrupting influences? We've had conversations on radio and television about this, and we talked about the extent to which our country is becoming more and more secularized, that it is moving away from Christian principles and Christian values to these secular values, and that these contrary winds that are blowing this way, that the church, while they seek to do a good job, they are so overwhelmed in coming to terms with the negative secularism that we have in the world today. And I would like both of you to respond to that before we go back to the lines.
Thank you, sir. I'll take the first shot. I hear you, Mr. Jones, and you're so right. But in each generation, the Church of Jesus Christ has to craft a relevant message to deal with the destructive elements that would seek to destroy young people. I remember back in the 80s, I believe, Rex Major had started a revival right up there at Poinciana. And so a whole generation of nightclubbers, when Miles Monroe came from school, a whole generation of nightclubbers started doing Friday Night Live at BFM. So I tell you, our harshest criticism must be reserved for the Church of Jesus Christ in the Bahamas. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the only thing tailor-made to convert a culture from destruction to healthy and right ways of doing things. That's the only thing. Not even a lobotomy would work.
But do you think that the negative influences are so strong that the church itself is overwhelmed?
No, sir. We have pastors here in this country who are trained. I cannot imagine, and that's why I'm speaking to them right now, why they're sitting doing nothing. Pastor Lyle Bethel is trained to to speak to the issue of homosexuality, drug addiction, pedophilia, and whatever is the 2009 attack on our children. He is trained.
But he has been speaking.
Yes, but more than
I've had him here at least 3 or 4 occasions on this program.
More than speaking is required of leadership. Leadership must do. Do you know why churches have absolutely little ministry to young people? Young people don't have no money. Therefore, the Church of Jesus Christ, that's empowered with the gospel to deal with all this nastiness, has to realize that some of its work will not be profitable.
Let me hear Mr. Garvey.
Yes, and I think Lady Russell hit it right on the head. You know, I had an opportunity to be the guest speaker to the Grand Bahama Christian Council, and the Bahamas Christian Council president was there, Reverend Paul. And I told them, I say, what has gone wrong? First I asked them, is it something with this coat suit that you can't take off these coats and get out the four walls and get in the midst of the people? Because the church is being cast out now as a business. The doors are locked. You can't get in the church. The people who are being victimized by Christians, per se. I have to say Christians because we're supposed to be a Christian nation. And when you get people who are being looked down on by the Christians, why should they go to the church? Number two, the reason, like Lady Russell said, the money is not in the children. So the church has refused to deal with these matters because it don't relate to the collection box in the church.
But isn't it?
Go ahead.
Isn't it in the home, first of all, that most of the influences, be they good or bad, come to bear on the mind of the developing child?
Well, Mr. Jones, yeah, you know, I agree with you, right? But Mr. Jones, let's go back to what I said earlier. Children having children. So where do we open the avenue to get these children who had children to be parents so they can know what the right thing is to do? So when a child have a child and they're grown up together as girlfriends, then there's no leadership for them, nowhere in that particular room for them. So when the church closed the door...
No, the church is not... Do not indict the church as closing the door.
Well, when I say close the door, I don't literally mean just the door on the church. I'm talking when they close the door to society. Like you're saying, we haven't heard nothing from the Christian Council on these things. When I was dealing with the situation at 8 Mile Rock High School, I had to go and look for the Christian Council to come down to pray for the school. I shouldn't have to do that. The door, the minute they, even from the not only the situation with the teachers, but when we were dealing with the molds and infestation of the school, when the children had to come out of school. We need Christians. I mean, I drop letters off to every church in West Grand Bahama, and I think I got 2 pastors to come out. Okay. Reverend Jones, this is wrong.
Okay, I have what do you call me?
Reverend Jones. Speaking prophet. Speaking prophet.
Reverend Jones is at Annex.
Okay.
All right. 3268255, the number to call here today. Let's go to another line. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon, Mr. Jones. Good afternoon to you again.
Good afternoon.
I want to ask Mr. Garvey, the initiative that the Minister of Education put in place, is that just stationed to education, the government schools? Because bear in mind now, just a couple of days ago, you hear the same problem coming out of the private schools. Because I figure if you're calling it a national issue, it should have been, this initiative should have been designed for schools in general in the Bahamas.
Yes, I agree.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
I agree with you.
Because I couldn't understand it when he spoke to it. That's why I want some clarification if the minister just has this initiative designed for just government schools.
Okay.
And another point I want to make. Mrs. Russell, how are you doing?
Pretty good, you know. Good to be on radio again.
Okay. When you talk about strong leadership, because strong leadership speaks out, don't get caught up in that, because you have to look back in the past, because you remember the former prime minister was called worthless because of bail, letting people go on bail, and they needed what? What have been done? You look at the child protective bill. Why is it not enforced? See, mouth can say anything for headline.
Yes, ma'am, I agree with you.
Okay, thank you very much for your call. We appreciate it. Hello, line 4, you're on the air.
Hi, Brother Randall, this is Simeon Hall, and hello to your guests.
Bishop Hall, how are you doing today?
Fine. I commend your guests for the effort they have done, but they must avoid generalizations. There are some pastors, there are many churches who are on the cutting edge. If it were not so, we would have been in worse position. We take the criticism that some churches don't do as much, and those of us who are doing something could do more. But let's avoid generalizations. Let's throw the baby out with the bathwater. You could say the same about teachers. Should the education grade be a D minus if we had better teachers? Or social activists? Let's see the good. What most of us do, rather than throwing stones at everybody because we may not hit a note for some personal interest.
Bishop Hall, I'd like for you to address the negative influences in the society, and a lot of them are being imported. How can the church guard against it? What can the church do about it? Because we are being buffeted by these negative influences that are bearing down on young people in the society.
Certainly. One way we could do it is that we must be careful that we ourselves do not buy into the idea, the philosophy that it has to be foreign to be genuine. And we ourselves bring in 10 speakers for a forum, and 9 of them are from the United States, only one Bahamian. So the church buys into that psychology. We've got to be careful. But, you know, there's so many negative influences that we have to give accent to the good. And there's a lot of good in our society, a lot of good being done in our society by teachers, preachers, churches, and, let's not be so negative or overwhelmed by it that we cry wolf too much.
Are we dealing with the mystery of evil in some instances, Bishop Hall?
You're right. The person was being prophetic when they called you Reverend. I would like to call you Minister Jones. I don't want to name you yet. But be that as it may, we are dealing with the mystery of evil. I know of an institution that does good on one side, but when you listen to their radio talk show, all they pump is garbage to our young people. And so people, the depravity of man, we have to keep, but we've got to be optimistic and upbeat and accentuate. The cruelty of the cross can never overshadow the glory of the resurrection, and we are people of hope.
Well, thank you very much for giving us hope. Thank you for your call today.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Let me say this. I don't have a psychology degree, right?
Mm.
But it's a good way when you can use psychology to get certain things done. And this is why I do what I do, so you can get the good Christians to start standing and start coming up. Amen. And say, listen, Mr. Garvey, all of us need to see him.
Amen.
Okay, let's go to Grand Bahama. Hello, Freeport, you're on.
Good morning. How are you? Good afternoon. Sorry.
Good afternoon.
Great. I'm calling to speak on the issue about the money given to the church.
Yes.
Now, I have to agree with that when the panelists said what they had said about it. And it's so true because I had a personal experience that relates to that. I had called the pastor asking for counseling. And
asking for what?
Counseling. And I wasn't able to get the counseling because I didn't have any funds to get it, and they didn't want to give it to me. So I had to call back and tell them that I was feeling suicidal and I wanted to get some kind of assistance. And I think it's ridiculous because I didn't have any money. They didn't want to pay any attention to me, and it's true because there are no funds to pay for these things. The children don't have the money to do it. They're not interested, and it just speaks to what's happening, why the country is deteriorating the way it is. And I just want to share that.
That's interesting. Thank you so very much for your call.
Well, Mr. Jones, let me be a little fair here, and just like Reverend Hall said. Not that the church is totally useless. He is exactly right. We are still one of the greatest places on the earth. But if we're looking at the future and how to protect it, then more has to be done now, and not just church leadership. I single them out for the greatest condemnation because they have the greatest responsibility for the spiritual, moral, and social climate of this country. Mm-hmm. I am not going to apologize for that. However, leadership on the police force has also been timid in dealing with what we now face. That's why I was encouraged that the political directorate was at least speaking to the matter, because I'm sure that the timidity in the police force was as a result of many years of political interference and not to cause it to do anything. Political interference that prevented it from taking action. Pastor Miles Monroe was on a show last year, and he pointed out that law creates culture. Well, in 1991, our parliament unanimously, both sides, approved a law that decriminalized homosexuality, which has now created or resulted in a very aggressive, like the lady caller just said, group of militant homosexuals that will target your children and take action, because it is no longer illegal in this country to act in that way. And so unless law enforcement addresses this present militant attack on children, I can tell you in advance, sir, this is prophecy, you will see vigilantism escalate in this country to unheard of numbers. Do you understand what I'm saying, sir?
I understand. Yeah. You are speaking in such graphic terms.
That is what we have. And so this attempt to cover up and not even publish some of the things that are happening in this country is dangerous, sir. Because if the children are not safe and the parents are not getting protection for their children in the institutions that they send them to, and as the lady said, if children are being targeted right in the presence of parents, what do you think will happen next?
Aren't we really being copycatish in our legislative process? It seems to me that we legislate based on what is happening outside the Bahamas, based on the mores, based on what we see and hear,
yes,
coming from other societies.
I'm sure that 1991 Sexual Offenses Act that decriminalized homosexuality was as a result of the UN drive, and really, which is really an expression of the international agenda to make homosexuality acceptable. The Bahamas bought into that. It's Parliament, again I say both sides, the then PLP government and the Free National Movement Party that was led by Mr. Ingram, unanimously voted in that bill, which decriminalized homosexuality. Now, the unintended consequence of that law is that our children are unsafe. What will we do?
Well, Lady Russell, you know, Bahamians are their own enemies. What we need to do, we need to start patronizing our own. When we introduce a Bahamian product, we need to start buying our Bahamian products. When you put the Bahamian culture in place, I'm quite sure you can ride downtown in Jamaica and hear Ronnie Butler playing on another fella's cars.
I agree with you.
No way in the world.
Also,
when you
borrow the cultural expressions of another country, you also borrow their crime statistics.
Thank you
so
very
I am
much.
Not impressed
that's right.
with the reggae that's running in this country.
Right.
I remember what the death count was the other day down there. I'm not interested in a replication of their culture.
That's right.
And so I was hoping, I'm so happy to be here talking about this, but really, the Bahamian culture, the way we keep our city, the way we deal with each other, the lack of civility, the whole place needs to be re-examined and cleaned up.
Definitely, but you know, we have to always remember, and I say this to the Bahamian people, evil only prevails when good men do nothing.
Absolutely. We have to go back to the telephone lines here. I have very loquacious guests on the program today. Hello, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jones. Good show, and good afternoon to you guests. How are you all doing?
Good afternoon.
Okay, Mr. Jones, I know you can't do everything, right? But this expertise with Lady Russell, not just the voice, how she sounds, speak eloquently, right? But the expertise, I feel like she needs to be on the airwaves. She always challenged the country and all us to be better people, and she's a fighter, and that's what I like about her. Mr. Jones, want. I don't understand. Minister of National Security and Minister of Education, they feel like because it been happening for a little while in the former governments with the children and being hurt by teachers or older persons and they say, like, it's nothing wrong. They don't have to resign. But they came into power with these slogans of matter, trust, and all of these things and what they could do. I feel like they don't understand what their job is all about. They feel like they don't understand they're supposed to be serving if they do something wrong and the people request they're supposed to move swift on it. The person shouldn't be able to leave the country.
Well, I'm not dealing with that particular issue. I told you we are not going to deal with any charge against any individual. So please refrain from even referring to that particular matter, okay? I'm sorry to cut you there, but I had to. Let's go to another line. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning, Brother Jones, and your guest.
Yes.
I am very impressed with your guest and her abilities to articulate the kind of feeling and aspirations that a lot of Bahamians feel, but they cannot perpetuate or alleviate it.
Yes, go ahead. Don't listen to yourself on the radio. Let's go.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. That's what I'm trying to say to her. And I congratulate her boldness in spirit to be able to come out and say in a respectable manner, not disrespecting any, but calling the shots where they need to be called. Now, me as one, I have been trying to champion the cause of trying to be, to have my domain within my own country, because this is our country, this is my country, and the draconian means by which we continue to operate in this country, where the few who has the power dictate the laws how they feel them to be, and disrespecting the general principle by the democracy we allegedly live by, because we don't live by what is written. Right now, I'm getting ready to go to Marathon Mall in East Street tomorrow to burn my F&M shirt, because I'm not a F&M. I am a Bahamian. And when I participated in the process, I did that by way of my constitutional rights to participate and choose somebody who purports to say that they're going to do the things that I'm voting for. Any minute or hour that they decide not to do so, I am duty bound to resist such a thing, not saying to create an atmosphere for violence, but resistance is not necessarily violent or physical, but to stand where no man stand alone, and I have the fight in me as a Bahamian citizen like 1,000 angels, and I will be out there because I have this problem at the Ministry of Housing and elsewhere about the things that they do, and then they put it on the backs of the Bahamian people when it doesn't work.
So you feel
pulling the trigger on you, and the man in Parliament pulling the rug.
So you feel like burning a shirt is going to get you somewhere?
Hello?
Burning an F&M, yes, burning the F&M t-shirt will get you somewhere?
I am making a statement. If I feel so strongly about something, I have to make a statement, because I am doing that in sense of the fact that the minister himself tells me he don't care nothing but the red t-shirt.
Okay.
I want to say to him, I don't care about the red t-shirt. I care about me as a Bahamian citizen and people similarly situated. We are sick and tired of people coming to our doors, where no matter where we are, eating from our table no matter how poor we are, and then when they get there, they tend to turn back to the masters that we're trying to get rid of for the last 100 years.
Okay, thank you so very much. We appreciate your call. You had a good run there, boy. 326-8255, the number to call here today. We are going to accept more calls as we talk about the incidents of sexual molestation in our schools, sexual misconduct on the part of people who ought to be guardians of our children. And Philippa, she calls herself Lady Russell, is here in New Providence. And
we
have Troy Garvey. You didn't make it up?
No, it was given me.
Oh, it was given you by the Queen?
No, by a woman of strong faith who decided to speak and call me Lady Russell, which has really influenced my behavior.
Okay.
I choose to be civil, respectful, ladylike. There is an alternate personality. Let's leave her right where she is, in the grave.
Okay. Very good, very good. Troy Garvey, the president of 8 Mile Rock PTA, is in Grand Bahama. All the lines in New Providence seem to be going. We take this break here and we come right back.
Furniture makers will be glad to hear that Pinder Enterprises has in stock Sandy Ply. Sandy Ply is furniture-grade plywood. In other words, it's good on two sides. It comes in three thicknesses, quarter, half, and three-quarter inch. And the great thing about Sandy Ply is that you don't have to sand it. It comes smooth and ready for painting or staining. Say goodbye to knots that end up right smack dab in the middle of the cupboard door with Sandy Ply from Pinder Enterprises on Prince Charles Drive.
The sound of a full stomach, because with Burger King's new budget combos, you have a whole lot of options for just $3.99. You can get a Whopper Jr., a double cheeseburger, five-piece tenders, a ham and cheese sandwich, or a BLT sandwich combo, all with fries and a soda for just $3.99. Yup, just $3.99. Plus, you can add a 12-ounce milkshake or two cookies for just 99 cents more. Now that's the sound of real value at Burger King. Your way, right away.
Calling the Coca-Cola Company. This call may be monitored for quality assurance purposes. The next available associate will assist you shortly.
Good morning, Coca-Cola. This is Sherry speaking.
All right, Sherry. This is Mitch Gagonstunson, senior investigator with the Federal Ingredient Assessment Bureau. You are, of course, familiar with the organization?
Yes, sir.
Then you realize how important it is that you disclose to me the exact formula you're using to make Coca-Cola Zero taste like regular Coke?
Okay. As much as I wish we had that information, sir,
I need the formula.
Understood. Any of our formulas, of course, would not be disclosed to us. The only
thing... I want to get to the heart of the matter right now. Maybe you and I could just work this out?
If I had it, sir, I still couldn't give it to you, but at this point, I don't even have it.
I want you to think of the consequences of what you're saying right now.
Understood. I definitely understand.
Sherry, have you ever done any time?
Are you talking...
Yes, correctional facility.
No, sir, not at all.
Well, let's try to keep it that way.
Enjoy Coke-ness with zero sugar. Enjoy Coca-Cola Zero.
I thought he was going to the washout. How come you dress up like you going out?
Blanco Bleach is launching their new Ceph.
What you mean their new Ceph?
Blanco Bleach coming out with new look, new fragrance, new strength, new packaging, newness, and that they say they're going 21st century.
I just hope they don't fool around my regular strength Blanco.
They don't bother with that. Except they put it in a new bottle and give it a blue cap so you can recognize it easy.
Oh. But what else they doing new?
Child, Blanco get for new fabric-friendly strength to protect your material and color but knock dirt and stain right down the drain. They put one green cap on that bottle so you'll know that that's the one you put on your tender tanks. Just make sure you don't put no red cap Blanco on your clothes.
The red cap is extra strengthy.
You got it. The bottle even got one hammer on it so you know extra strength Blanco does come down hard on stains on your driveway and all.
Blanco's still making lemons at it?
Hiya, man. Nothing works better in the bathroom than Blanco's lemon-scented bleach. Just pick up the yellow cap and you're straight.
Blanco Bleach. New look, new scents, same great quality. Blanco Bleach. 60 years old and still going strong.
If you take pride in your ride, then you need to get to the new AID Auto Center at Wolf Road. AID, the Bahamas' number one automotive and industrial distributor, has been providing Bahamians with all their auto detailing needs for more than 40 years. Now AID invites you to visit the new Auto Center at Wolf Road. With a complete range of car care products, AID can help you keep your automobile running and looking like new long after the last bank payment has been made. AID carries a complete range of soaps, waxes, and auto detailing products by the world's most recognized brands like Armor All and Turtle Wax, degreasers, hoses and nozzles, brushes, performance accessories, custom fashion floor mats and seat covers, all guaranteed to provide you with smiles for miles and pride in your ride. AID, all you really need and more. So come and visit the new Auto Center at Wolf Road. AID auto detailing products are also available at other locations in Grand Bahama, Abaco, Eleuthera, Andros, and Exuma.
So, you want to set up a group pension plan for your company? Great! Could be the best move you've ever made. The smartest move you can make right now is to call FG Financial. FG Financial offers customized group pension plans defined to meet your company's needs. Keep your present employees happy and attract the cream of the crop with guaranteed retirement savings. Call FG Financial today at 396-4000. Get a group pension plan for a better life from FG Financial, a subsidiary of FamGuard.
It's the KFC Zinger Chicken Sandwich. Hot, spicy. Whole breast chicken filet marinated and breaded the KFC hot and spicy way. Served on a warm corn-dusted bun dressed with crisp lettuce, tomato, and mayo. Only $4.50 for a tasty KFC Chicken Zinger Sandwich. Or get a combo with fries and a 22-ounce soda for just $5.99.
That's hot.
And finger-licking good. Also available with cheese.
Ladies, this one is for you.
Saks Department Store for Women is the place for all your clothing needs. At Saks, you will find exclusive ladies' dress and smart casual wear that you won't find anywhere else. Saks will dress and keep you looking good from head to toe with fine cosmetic and fragrance from our fashion fair counter. We also have a selection of lingerie, underwear, and a large variety of accessories to complement your wardrobe. Yes, it's Saks in the Marathon Mall. Telephone 394-7470.
Back here on Issues of the Day this Friday, and we are talking about the deviant sexual behavior of people who have children in their custody. And Troy, Gabby, you're still there in Grand Bahama, eh?
Yes, sir, still there.
Very good. And we have a number of callers, 326-8255 in New Providence and 352-8255 in Grand Bahama. Let's take this call out of Freeport. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. John.
Yes.
Good day to your guests and yourself.
Yes.
I want to say to Mr. Gavi and Philippa, you're doing a great job. If he didn't agitate for those teachers to be apprehended, nothing would have never happened. And Mr. Gavi, you're a young man, and I commend you highly for what you're doing. And keep on doing it, because I don't see why the government have to hire foreign teachers to come in the Bahamas to work. You have to pay them, got to pay rent for them, and got to give them transportation and all that. Then they could try and train the children right there to the colleges in Bahamas to come out and be teachers and pay them a good salary.
Okay, thank you very much, ma'am. And let me warn you, in the remaining minutes of this program, please do not refer to any particular case. We are not here to deal with any particular case today. And if you do, I'm going to cut you off. Mr. Gavi?
No, go ahead. You can go ahead. I'll
okay.
Leave.
Let's go to another caller here then in New Providence. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yeah, let me say good evening to your guest first, Ms. Russell. And I want to say how she's right on target with some of the comments she was making. Mr. Jones, I raised 5 boys. And none of my boys wear their pants below their hip. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I made sure to discipline them when I see anything was getting out of hand. So some of the problems we see happening in our society today, there's a number of contributing factors, and parenting is one of them. Now, I can't say how much percent of the parent has contributed to the problem. But politicians also contributed to some of it. Like Lady Russell said, sometime back in the 90s, they decriminalized homosexuality. That was wrong. Okay, so that's one of the contributing factors to our problem. Politicians, the church, parents, all of us contribute to what we now suffering from today, all these ills that we're suffering from today.
Okay.
And like I said, my boys, I raised 5 of them, they never wear their pants below their hip.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Thank you very much for your call. We appreciate it.
Mr. Jones, let me just speak on that behalf of the wearing of the pants.
Mm-hmm.
I was researching when I was the guest speaker for the rehabilitative service a few years ago. And just for the benefit of parents out there with these boys who's wearing pants like that, do you know that's an implication of a jail term being gay?
Yeah, I'm available. That's what it's
I'm saying. Available. That's what that means.
Mm-hmm.
They fall of fashion.
Mr. Gavi, I used to think that they were doing it out of ignorance. Many of the persons you see with their pants below their hip, they know exactly what they're saying.
Maybe.
I think most of them are doing it out of ignorance, Philippa.
Yeah.
You stay right here.
All right, let's go to another line. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My question to you and the guests, you draw reference to young girls as such being at the age of 16 to give consent. We know that here the system is such that you have to be like 21 to sign papers to get documentation for a young person.
Mm-hmm.
Why there's such a big gap between that part and with young persons getting pregnant at the age of being grandmothers at the age of 28, and nothing is being done about that.
Thank you.
I suspect, Mr. Jones, that the age of consent being as low as 16 had to do with the fact that in the 60s, I remember, women used to marry at age 16. I know my sister did. And so I suppose it was assumed that, the girl was pretty ready, physically matured enough to have sex. And so I never really had a problem with age of consent being 16, because in the Bahamas, 16 was 16, 18, a normal marrying age.
Yes, yes.
Even. But if you have the age of consent for sex at 16, and you decriminalize homosexuality, and you're leaving your children available to be engaged in sex as early as 16, what kind of monster have we created here?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Hello, Freeport, you're on.
Good morning.
Yes.
I can't hear you.
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, go ahead, please. We have a problem with your line. If we can clear that up, and we'll take your call if we can get that line cleared. Let's go to a caller here in New Providence. Hello, you're on the air. Are you there? No? Mr. Garvey, but just before I come back to you, I have a telefax here that is somewhat slanderous to the end, but I will read the part at the top that is not. It says, good afternoon, Mr. Jones and panel. One of the problems that we are putting... is that we are putting homosexuals in high places, and I find that whenever people try to speak out about these problems, the talk show hosts discourage them for fear of being sued. Therefore, people see things and hear things, but they do not know who to complain to because the information goes on deaf ears. you complain to the police. That is who you should complain to. But in the latter part of the telefax, which is, as I said, slanderous, there are accusations made against policemen as well. Let's go to Grand Bahama again. Hello, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Good morning, Mr. Garvey. Good morning, Lady Russell. And my respect to Mr. Jones.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hear you talking about child molestation. It seems as if Mr. Garvey trying to get some political mileage. But however, I want to remind him, if he was around just before 1977 general election, what happened to Freeport High? Not Freeport High. What happened to 8 Mile Rock High? What about the scandal with the magazine? Then I want him to be reminded of what happened to a gentleman in one of the schools in Freeport area. Raped the boy in the bathroom. Remember that went to court? I hear that there was a rape and that you all sweep it under the rug. An honorable MP. I hear that an honorable MP was found naked.
All right, go ahead. That's old soldier. Morning, old soldier. You know, for some reason, every time I hit the airways, old soldier, Mr. Hepburn, you always say I got a political agenda.
Yeah, Mr. Old soldier only speaks in political terms.
Yes, very much so. But old soldier, there ain't nothing political, my brother. We're only trying to step in the gap to protect the children. Okay. Believe me.
Let's go to line one here in New Providence. Hello, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Mr. Johnson. Good afternoon to you. Yes.
Good afternoon to you.
Yes, Mr. Johnson, I too would like to see Lady Russell get a second chance. Mr. Johnson, I wish for you and your guests, I think two of y'all could agree with me on saying, I don't think we can lay those incidents or incidences that happened in the schools, we could lay that on the foot of the minister. I don't know if y'all could agree with me.
Yes, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I don't think it is a political problem as such. I think we have a problem in our society where we are not screening the kind of people that we have taking care of our children. And I don't know if Mr. Garvey would like to respond to that.
Well, you know...
Mr. Garvey,
Gavi?
Yes, sir.
Yes, go ahead, please.
I think what we have, I do like to take hats off to you, Mr. Gavi, for your stance. But I think what we have to really look at, I don't think it's the people we bring in, because I mean, any fool can decipher who is wrong and who is right for our kids just by looking at background. But I think it's people in high places, what's indulged in the homosexual act, and what holds solid weight in this country, and would want to see homosexual acts go further by enforcing them on our little kids and stuff.
Okay, Mr. Gavi, make it if you want to respond.
Yes, the situation with the minister, the only reason that people may think it's political or something like that because of the way, I guess, me and the minister was dealing with it. I asked the minister in December to work with me closely because this is a serious situation happening at the school. But, you know, the minister didn't take up the mantle like he should, Mr. Jones. And this is why it seems like it's so out of control.
What you wanted him to do?
What I wanted the minister to do is let me and him work together where we could bypass departments and just give him the information and then he direct what needs to be done in the school. That is what I wanted to do with him because it didn't need to channel through. Okay, let's just say, for instance, a young girl walk up to me and say something. I could have called him and then he could have direct the department or direct me what to do with the child. This is what I wanted, a relationship with him so that he can give the okay. Instead of it going through the Department of Education in Freeport, then I got to go to the Ministry of Education in Nassau.
Well, why didn't you deal directly with the principal of the school? Why do you need to
We dealt with the principal, Mr. Jones. The principal wasn't getting no results. I went to the Department of Education. I told Mr. Dean here in Grand Bahama, Mr. Dean, if we ain't getting the response from NASA like we should, you need to do your job. I told him this. I said, do your job and then keep yourself clear. But everybody sat down and say the matter wasn't reported. Ain't nobody coming. But the matter was reported. The principal and Mr. Dean sent a report to NASA. But the fact of the matter, Mr. Jones, says, how do you say people bringing allegations against a teacher and you not getting out your office to go and investigate what's happening? I did my investigation.
Mr. Jones, Mr. Gavi is entirely right. It appears that we are still falling into a pattern of destruction in our society by cover-ups and inaction. And on this Friday, May 15th, ain't much change, sir. Okay. That is the way we have been operating.
Absolutely.
All right, we have to take a final short break here and we'll come right back.
Looking for great taste and great value? Head to KFC because we've got KFC great deals just for you. Great deals like a tasty one-piece thigh or leg, one dinner roll and a 16-ounce Pepsi for only $2.99. Or a KFC famous bowl starting at $2.75. For only $16.99, enjoy a 10-piece thigh and leg family meal with six dinner rolls. Or get a two-piece thigh and leg with two dinner rolls for only $3.95. Great deals at KFC, the smart choice when you're hungry for value. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Great deals are available in original recipe only.
Ladies, this one is for you. Saks Department Store for Women is the place for all your clothing needs. At Saks, you will find exclusive ladies' dress and smart casual wear that you won't find anywhere else. Saks will dress and keep you looking good from head to toe with fine cosmetic and fragrance from our fashion fair counter. We also have a selection of lingerie, underwear, and a large variety of accessories to complement your wardrobe. Yes, it's Saks in the Marathon Mall. Telephone 394-7470.
We have space for about two more calls here today. Let's go directly to the lines. Hello, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jones. Good afternoon, Mr. Jones. I congratulate, first of all, you for allowing this great guy, the voice of the Bahamas, Mr. Gavi, for coming on radio and expressing himself and also the Royal Bahamas Police Force. But Mr. Jones,
we are listening.
On the balcony, on your show, balcony is asking for those officials who have helped Mr. Gavi and who let that guy go to the protective turret to resign immediately. They are disgraced.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, godly day to the universe along with you on your panel, Mr. Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I have two questions for Mr. Gavi. One is, the teachers in which you bring into the Bahamas to teach our students, what sort of subjects do they teach? And do we have, this is a two-fold question, I still have one more. Do we have any teachers in the Bahamas to do the subjects in which you all brought those people in for.
Thank you. Mr. Garvey?
If I understand him correctly, he's trying to figure out that the teachers who were removed out of the system, are they able to be replaced?
Yes.
Okay, one of the teachers are a foreigner. The other two were Bahamians.
Okay.
So they can be replaced.
Yes, and just let me say that the allegations made against teachers, I believe, are being investigated. In one case, I believe, being charged, and they are innocent until proven guilty.
I hear you. But okay, if we fail to address it, Mr. Jones, and people are claiming that their children have been harmed, and if we fail to act, then the logical conclusion is that we as a society, the government, the church, law enforcement, and parents intend for this to continue.
Yes, and what I'd like to say to Mr. Jones, there's a prominent person here in Freeport who told me a few weeks ago, okay, good job, but you know, we don't want people to think that the educational system is demonized. I say, yes, I agree with you, sir. I say, but at the same token, we can't allow the demons to override the educational system.
Absolutely.
And we cannot stand for that. And Mr. Jones, I'd like to put my number over the airwaves because I really would like to catch up with those two young ladies and their families in Nassau, 727-0133, to give me a call because I will fly to Nassau if need be to come in and support them. Because you have to support these children. And for the accusation that was made by the principal this morning, I think they're going to be dealt with unjustly.
Thank you so very much, Troy Garvey, for being our guest in Grand Bahama today. We thank you so very much.
It's a privilege.
And Lady Russell, thank you too for being here on short notice to participate in our program today. Thank you very much for your telephone calls here this afternoon, and we apologize to the many callers I see on our switchboard who we weren't able to get to. Thank you so very much for calling. The program today was brought to you by Pind Enterprises Limited, Kentucky Fried Chicken, AID, Holiday Auto, Family Guardian Insurance, Blanco Bleach, Quality Group of Companies, Caribbean Bottling, and Burger King. I'm Wendell Jones. Thank you for listening today. Have a good afternoon and a wonderful weekend.